Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. In Haifa, the sun shines brightly, offering a pleasant day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat is warm and inviting, perfect for a day by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, in negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, key topics include disarming Hezbollah and border disputes, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, the annual anti-Semitism report reveals a disturbing surge in violence against Jews, reaching the highest levels in 3 decades, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Yair Lapid criticizes Bennett and Eisenkot for their absence during recent challenges, as detailed by Israel Hayom just in. Separately, the IDF intensifies operations in the West Bank to address terror threats amid rising tensions, as Ynet reported earlier today. And finally, China's export momentum may falter as the conflict with Iran impacts its AI-driven economic boom, says the Jerusalem Post just now. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, an Arab news outlet, warns of a single incident potentially reigniting war involving the US, Iran, and Israel, posting just minutes ago. David Hazoni, an Israeli commentator, suggests the Turkish surprise over the US-Israel alliance highlights Israel's air dominance, writing on X just now. I24N. EUS, an Israeli broadcaster, reports the IDF has encircled Hezbollah's stronghold in Bint Jael, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, discussions are focusing on the disarmament of Hezbollah, border issues, and the Palestinian situation. Israel Hayom highlights the complexity of these talks as both countries aim for some form of agreement. The outcome could redefine regional stability, impacting civilians on both sides. Turning to anti-Semitism, Walla's report reveals a concerning increase in violence against Jews worldwide, with Australia and Canada cited as particularly troubling. This surge, noted in 2025, calls for urgent international attention and action to protect Jewish communities. Meanwhile, Yair Lapid's criticism of Naftali Bennett and Gadi Eisenkot comes as Israel faces multiple challenges. Lapid, as reported by Israel Hayom, calls for unity among leaders during these times. This internal tension could impact Israel's political landscape and governance. Separately, the IDF's increased presence in the West Bank is a response to escalating threats. As Ynet outlines, this move follows a ceasefire with Iran, indicating a strategic shift in military focus. The operations aim to prevent further conflict and ensure safety in the region. And finally, the Jerusalem Post discusses China's economic vulnerabilities amid the Iran conflict. The AI-driven export boom faces risks as geopolitical tensions rise. This could have global economic implications affecting trade partners worldwide. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a bereaved family received an insensitive email from May Avivim, highlighting corporate communication issues amid personal tragedies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a significant drop in Israel's foreign currency reserves during the war with Iran, a decline of over $6 billion, affecting financial stability. And finally, Mariv Business observes the shekel's unexpected strength, with the Bank of Israel refraining from market intervention, signaling possible economic policy shifts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.